First pack of Kedushin, fourth mission, we continue halachas of Kinyon and Behema Gaza, Nikas Bimisira, Vadaka, Vagbo, Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's opinion is a large animal which you do not pick, cannot pick up, like a cow and a horse, you coin it by giving it over from the one who's selling it to the one who's buying it. Either the Moicha holds a saddle and he has the coin to take it from him. Or the reins. That's the way Rashi's mashma, most of the Rishonim hold that it doesn't have to be actually directly given over from hand to hand. As long as he tells him to take it in his hand, that's good enough. And a lighter animal, like a sheep and the like, according to Amaya, the kinyan is behagbo. You have to actually pick it up. Hagbo is considered the stronger kinyan, and therefore, if you can do that, you have to do that. Chachom say behemadaka niknas b'mashicha. Even behemadaka is niknas b'mashicha. I could do hagbo, but lamaisa, it's hard to do hagbo even on this light animal because it puts up a fight when you want to pick it up, and therefore, it's a normal thing to do mashicha. Allah lamaisa, we paskin that both type of animals are niknas b'mashicha, mashicha, and surely with hagbo. Mashicha means that you actually cause it to move. You don't just hand over the reins. It has to move out of its position, and also mashicha is only nikna in a rishus that belongs to the one who's buying it, or at least he's a shutuf in it. But in a rishus a rabbim itself does not help. Mesira though, giving up, like we mentioned before, telling him to take hold of the saddle, the reins, or the neck, or whatever, all those type of mesiras which is helps even in rishus a rabbim. So once again, Agbah, picking it up, helps every place. Mashicha helps in a Rishus Yochid or a common place that belongs to the two of them. And Mesira works only in Rishus Rabin, not in Rishus Yochid.